morning, Umasechet Gittin Daf Samech Aleph. We're starting at the bottom of Samech Amud Bet. And today is another Shiva of Eliezer ben Moshe. Run the Shir Ilu Nishmato, an Ilu for his Neshama. So he's still carrying on over here with a machloket that we saw between Rav and Shmuel, where there actually wasn't a maskana. We said, called the Alim Rat. So the Gemara came to the conclusion was, and he said, "Avia was Rav Huna bar Tachliv." Said, "Now that we know that the loch is not like Maru called the Alim Gava. Whatever comes, whatever strong-handed tactics can work." The woman is another story. We have heard of Bnei Bechermech. Rashi's Bnei Bechermech was a place, top of the name of a city, where he says over there, the Azul Karu Bereisha, the Shanvata Vahadru Bishadru Bishilu Nahara. So they basically took their river that was running around the, that was running down past their land, and they rerouted the river around their fields, so they could water the field better. And the guys on the ones above them, right on top of them, came and complained to Abaya that these guys downstream have basically changed the river, and the whole flowing of the river now is different as a result of it. So Amulei says, "No, kamat kilinari." Let's look at Rashi. Rashi's over here. He says, "Avia Nahar Shalanrid Kavim." They come to Abaya and say, "Nahar Shalanrid Kavim Neshesivuhu." And then Shachmayer isn't going fast anymore. But Tzafin Amayim Derech Shelotenu. Now, because of the way that it's going, the water isn't flowing properly, and we aren't getting the water for our fields. So Amar Leu Karu Badau. So he says to Abai, gives him a bit of practical advice. He says, "Why don't you at the top, just before the turn, before they do that, dig a little bit there, dig a little bit deeper the river, so maybe a bit of water will come into you." So he says to him, "No." So Amar Leu Kiyav Shei Pirin. If we do that, right, so then the water will dry out; it won't work. I'm not sure exactly why. It's Amar Leu, then at the end of the day, Abai says to them, Zilu Silku Navshaychu Miatam. It seems from Rashi that he tells to these guys, Bechermech, stop doing it. The Tosfot we saw also, I'm probably brought Rabbeinu Chananel there, I think. Rabbeinu Chananel, that he said that maybe speaking to the top guys and leave them alone and nothing you can do about it. But he agrees in the end that it seems more like Rashi that he's talking to the guys who turned the water around. They should reinstate the water the way that it was. Okay. Now we go back to Mitzvot Chayav Ofot V'Dagim Yesh Bahem. So we saw that all these animals, yeah.
There's a note that this business with this Beit Chanan's got the argument's got nothing to do with Ben Rav Lishma, because here they were complaining that the water was overflowing and destroying their fields. They weren't complaining that they were stealing the water.
Okay. Very good. I don't know. To me, it seems like it's the same, but I'm not going to argue. Okay, very nice. Okay, very good. Okay, so now, Mitzvot Chayav Ofot V'Dagim. So now we saw in the Mishnah that all these animals that are caught in traps and nets, etc., if you come and you take it, so it's considered Gneva, right? V'Darech HaShalom as well, because until you've actually grabbed it and taken it, done a Maaseh Kinyan on it, so maybe it isn't yours. So the Gemara says like this, So Rashi's over here, Rashatot shel chutin yesh lehem toch. So like in fish nets, where the fish goes into something, right? There's actually like a proper bait kibble. It goes in, not just the, like, something that grabs it, I suppose. I don't know how it would work. He says in things like that, so it depends what the different types of materials, where, right, for Huri, he says, Kura amelo pigi, there is no machloket. Right, Rashi said, yeah, the kevan de yesh lehem toch, kanalo kli vahave gezel gamu. It's a little bit different to what I said in the Mishnah, if you remember. But yeah, he says, yeah, because it's got a toch that actually goes into a kli. So yeah, what he agrees is your kli was kone for you. And therefore, if somebody comes and takes from you, it would be gezel. Kipi, where's the machloket over here? In other words, what's the need for having to make special takana because of Darche Shalom? He says, beloche v'kukre. Rashi says, aloche is like a chaka, it's like a fishing net, a fishing rod. Right? How do they translate in English? Fishing rod, right? Fishing rod. So again, you catch it with a hook, I suppose, right? In these sorts of things, until you actually brought it into your hands, it's not yours. But if it fell into a trap, which has got like a room, like imagine, like a mouse trap. I think that's a good way of explaining it. You got different types of mouse traps. One of the more humanistic mouse traps is where the mouse comes into like a little opening and gets tossed in by a piece of cheese into the mousetrap, and then as he drives, as he walks in, the door closes and they can't get out. Right? So that's yours, that's your clee. So in a case like that, it would be your mouse. If somebody came and took that mouse out, it would be considered stealing by everybody's opinion. But yeah, we're speaking about where it hasn't got a proper kibbutz, and it's not midoraita maase kinyan. Even then, in a case like that, it would be asu because of darkei shalom. Then we said mitziat chereshot of a kata. Okay, so again, Rabbi Yossi Omer Gezel Gamor. So we had a machlokes come and said because of darkei shalom. Rabbi Yossi said that's because of Gezel Gamor. So Rabbi Chizda Gezel Gamor midibahem. Says Rabbi Chizda comes and says dangerik sak. It's not Gezel Gamor midoraita. He says even Rabbi Yossi says yeah Gezel Gamor. It's not that midoraita stealing over here because the chereshot of a kata and godam maase kinyan. So it's only midibahem. I feel Rabbi Yossi love Gezel doraitu. Right, even Rabbi Yossi not Gezel. Going to do the manafkim. So what is it? What's Rabbi Yossi adding when he says to Tanakama that it's Gezel Gamur, even if it's midirabanan? He said Lo Tzio Bedayanin. The question here is, what if the chereshot of a katan goes to court and says that guy stole from me? Would the dayanin take it over him or not? So according to Tanakama, no, because only Darche Shalom. Therefore, isn't really a maase of Yossi. If some guy came along and did take it, so it's his because it's a maase kinyan. But Rabbi Yossi says, look at Rabbanan, lo nafik b'dayanim. When Rabbi Yossi, gezel ma'ali lo have lifsal edut lavor ala belav. So Rabbi Yossi says, listen, the guy who steals from a person like this, he wouldn't be considered a proper gazlan to pass him from edut. And says over on the lav of Lord Tignov, Lord Tignov. Right? But however, the b'dayanim would take it out because it's proper gezel, so even though it's more, from a takana point of view, it's like a higher level takana. Then we saw about Ani Amanakep Rosh Hazayit Mashe Tachtav. So the poor guy on top of the olive tree and he's knocking down the fruits, etc., the olives, and you can't walk along the bottom still, even though it's not his yet. So when Satana imdiket, Benatan Beyad, Reze Gezel Gamur. So Brightness is like this. If he was actually picking olives and he had them in his hand, right, look at Rashi, imdiket, Benatan, Agabe Karka Beyad, Hoyle Vematul Yad, Gezel Gamur. Once he had it in his hand and now he picks up the trees and puts it on the floor, now, if you came and took from the floor, it's Gezel Gamur. Because once he had it in his hand, he did a Maase Kinyan on the fruit to put it on the floor, it's his. Ah, you were storing it on the floor. That's not in a closed house. So in the store, it means nothing. But yeah, we're not talking about that. Yeah, we're speaking about where the guy standing on top of the tree, shaking, he hasn't actually taken it down yet. Rav Kana have in the Gemara story like this. So, Tana Imdi Kevin Namiyara is Rav Kana have a Kazel Lehotzil. So Rav Kana was walking to Hotzil, to a town called Hotzil. So what was he doing? He was throwing ofia, rushes over here, throwing ofia, maklot, he was throwing like poles, right? Like he was throwing poles at this date tree, this palm tree, and the dates were falling down, right? Nashu tamre. So Azel Kaman Kitvachi, he went and he picked up some of the dates and he ate the dates. Okay, so he's Rav Kahana's walking along the road. Yeah, today it's Samale. So the guy this on top of the tree says, Chazi Mar, Amale, Chazi Mar de Biyada Shadatin. Didn't you see that I was throwing it with my hand? In other words, I personally was the one that threw off those dates. So Amale, Mi Atra de Biyoshi Ata. He said, I see that you come from the town of Rabbi Yoshia. So Rashi says over here, what's it going to do with Rabbi Yoshia? So Rashi tells us, it's actually Rashi there with Al Dibra Matril, Rabbi Yoshia min Hutzel Have. For starters, and the Rashi tells the Rabbi Yoshe says, "Lefichach ata baki bedinin, lefishu doresh Rabbi Memodian." Seems like Rabbi Yoshe was well known for having public shiurim, and the people there all knew who he was and what he's all about, and he taught these guys well. So therefore, he figured that he must be a talmid of Rabbi Yoshe, and therefore he came from Hutzal. He was on the way to Hutzal Rabbi Kravkan, right? He says, "Karelei v'tzadik yesod olam." I saw quite a lot written, by the way, in the Daf notes about what's going on over here. Why was Rav Kahana taking the stuff in the first place? So it's amazing. There's a Rashba, there's a Meiri, there's a Hara Rishonim battling with the idea. Why is Rav Kahana taking the fruit? So one of the answers was that Rav Kahana might have been a poor person himself, and he was also an Ani. Other opinion, I think it was the Rashba. He said that, I think he gave two answers to the Rashba. One of the answers that he mentioned there was that and maybe, or was it the Mir? I'm not sure which one it was. It said that maybe he thought that he was throwing, when he said that he was throwing ofye, he was throwing at the branches. That he thought, Rav Kahana thought the guy was only interested in the actual branches of the palm tree, not in the fruits. And then when the fruits fell off the palm, the fruit tree, so he figured, he doesn't want the fruits, the guy just wants the branches, not the fruit trees. And yeah, so Then we carry on the Mishnah. So same idea. If Goyim come and they take the Leket Shicha and Paya, they take all that stuff. So we said over there as well that we allow them to take. So the bright is amazing bright to this. It's actually unbelievable bright to this. It's mind boggling. Mefar Nassim, you support.
Remember this one from 7.5 years ago.
Remember this from 7.5 years ago? Really, I believe you. Could that strikes a chord? So if I see money, I'm
nochrim.
Yeah, look, yeah. Look at this. I didn't see. Yeah, be buried. So look at the whole thing. Look at. Mefarasi money, I'm nochrim. You support them. Im ani yeshal amidisha. Umevakrim cholei nochrim. Im chayshu gavuzet they sick. The kovrim, there we are, Robert. Metei nochrim. Im metei Israel, and you bury their dead as well. The im metei Israel here. You'll see the Rashi in a moment. We'll explain what that means. Not you don't put in the same cemetery. He says, why all these things are not darche shalom? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, yeah, imetei shel lo bekivrei shel. You don't bury them in Jewish graves. Ela mitaskin bahem imetzaum harugim mishel. In other words, if you find them killed, you find a dead Jew. So you don't take the dead Jew and go bury him with either dead goy, because that could probably cause a lot more dead Jews, right? So you bury them both, but obviously you bury the Jew in the Jewish cemetery and the Goy in the Goyish cemetery, and that's how you deal with it. Okay, new Mishnah. So now we come to the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a little bit more difficult than the Mishnah we saw before. The Mishnah is like this: Mashelet isha lechaverta achash la shvit napa v'chavera v'rechaim v'tanur. So isha, one woman can lend her friend. And the friend is a woman who's chashla shvit. In other words, the person who's not exactly the most makpid, and we suspected that she even eats shmita produce. Now, when does she eat shmita? It's quite interesting. Rashi says, "Aviyah shvit lishmor perot shvit uratznia min habiur ve'elach." So we know that, what's the biur? You're allowed to eat shmita fruits and vegetables, etc., which you've got, which you collected, let's say, from your garden or your farm, as long as there's still those things growing wild in the field that the animals can eat them. For the moment that those things aren't wild anymore, and by the way, Rav Rimon, I think, published tables, if you remember the last Shemitah cycle. Not much for every single thing. He published a table, like when the beer would be for the table. So for each particular type of produce. So these are women who hide them and they keep them. And even after the beer, they're eating them. Is it a Doraita? Is it a Doraita? I'm not sure. Right? I'm not sure. But anyhow, be that as it may, you can lend your friend who's chashed on these things, as a napa, a chabra, a sieve, and a strainer, and a recham, and a grinder, and an oven. We're not talking about our big ovens, right? No one's going to come in and take your Bosch oven out of your house. But we're talking about like these little cheris ovens, like a little box that they would cook in. They'd be portable, and they'd move them around. So that you can lend her, not a problem. Aval lo tavor velo titchanim. But you can't do the actual sorting process, and you can't grind with her. Look at Rashi. To help her. It's already after the time of the biur. So therefore now you can give her your servant, lend her all the keli, but to actually help her do the work, that's helping an oved aveira, b'shat aveira. Because you're busy helping her prepare the process, the foods, which is asked for her to eat. Right? On the other hand, says the Mishnah, eshet chaver. And eshet chaver, we know what eshet chaver is, right? And if eshet chaver is a woman whose husband is makpid, or the family are makpid to eat, they're chulin even betara. Okay, so even their non-kochim produce, they eat betara. That's a chaver. We'll see in a moment machloket about it, by the way. And you can lend her an apav, a chavara, and now here, not only here, there's no mention of an oven, by the way, but nonetheless, you can lend her all these kalim, but more than that, uboreret v'tochenet. You can do the sorting for it, you can do the grinding, and even the meraketetima. What's a raked? Raked over here means, I think, what's the raked? It's like another form of sifting or sorting or helping, right? Tell me, what does raked mean? What is raked? What, like... like sifting? Yeah. Sifting, like once you've already got a high level of sifting, right? That you can do with her. Aval, mi she tatile tamayim, lo tigama. But the moment she adds water to this, so the flour, you can help her mix and help her get it to a nice level of flour. But the moment she adds water to the flour, back off. Why? If you should machzik nida over avera. Same thing over here. So when it comes to shmita produce, you're already into the Aveira from the earlier stage. When you're into making flour, making dough, we'll see in a moment, there comes later stage. So good, Rashi. From the moment that she starts forming the actual the dough. So he says over here, the idea over here is that she went to the mikveh. So this guy, we'll see in a moment just now, but so the woman went to the mikveh to for certain type of time, but she, in her mind, it wasn't the proper kavona. We're leaving that for the moment, but bottom line is, once it becomes chala, so now it becomes chayav in chala, and that already is like a type of a truma, right? Chala is like kochim, and you aren't allowed to metame it with your hands. This woman is a temeya. So once it becomes chala, once it's a din of chala there, that's when the touching of her becomes a real isu. Up until now, before you added the water, there was no isu. Because not like Shvit, there was isu already from at the moment that she put that she brought the fruits out. She's already asked her to eat them. So you're helping her now to eat them. Here, only once she added the water and made it into a paste and it becomes dough and it becomes the isa, and that's what chayv chala, does it become a problem. Okay, b'chulan lo, the Mishnah says none of these things, all of these things, were only enacted. Why? In other words, why can you even help them in the earlier stages in the first place? Why don't we just say, leave her alone? Don't lend her, don't help her, don't be with her. Stay away. Look at Rashi, Sheitu Lasiam Kadim, said like we said, because of Darkech Shalom. Right, that's a new aloha in the Mishnah. Umachzik Yidei Nochrim V'Shvi'it. When it comes to during the Shemitah year, you can help the going with the Kodra. Rashi, it's quite easy. It is a Mesorah Shach changes, not Hacha to Hashta. Right, in Kodra is Mashva Mesad Mamash. You can actually Mamash help them. They have no reason whatsoever because they've got no Isra on Shvi'it, the goy. Right, so not a problem whatsoever. Avalolid Yisrael, V'Shoalin Bishloman. And also, look at this, Kol Hayamim, the whole year round, you ask the goy, Mashlomcha, how are you? You look after them. Ava Bishemetil Alanochri Shem Shamayim. Even though you're putting Shem Shamayim on the goy, you're saying, you know, Shalom Alechem. Shalom is Hashem's name. So he's saying, Mashlomcha, you know, he's using Hashem's name to speak to the goy. Shalom Shmosh Lachdosh Baruch. Okay, even so, nonetheless, all of these things cause of Darkei Shalom. Suppose you're walking in the street and you don't greet a goy and you're living amongst goyim, so you're going to get a name. Is it, you know, they're going to say, Chil Hashem. Who are these Jews? Look, I haven't talked to whatever the case is. Okay, the Gemara says, now ask a question. Mashna Reisha or Mashna Seifa? How come we made a distinction in the Reisha? The Reisha, we said that you can lend all the Kalim, but you can't serve, but you can't actually help with the sorting and you can't help it for the grinding, for the tochen. When it came to an Eshet Chaver, then you could help with all those things. It's Mashna Sefer. Rashi says over here, Mashna Rashi, the Ketani Lo Tavor, you can't help her with the actual stuff. Mashna Sefer, Ketani Uborer, but Tochenin. But on the side of Arab, aren't you already helping her at the grinding stage? That's a good question. So Amar Abai, Rabbi says, no. Rav Amaratzim Ma'asrin, he says, most Amaratzim do Maase. Right, how does it help? That's a good Rashi. Hilcha Chashashad Rabbanan Ba'almehi. Because since most of them do, we're not really worried about the doraitas over here. But we're more machmir in the reisha, because if you say muchsak b'shvi, then here we've got a real ground to believe. Matarati tak of truma and the chale and the whole story, we aren't worried about that. You're helping them to do navera. But with the isur doraita of shvi, that's a different story altogether. So that's Abaya's answer. Rava gives a different answer. Rava says, we're talking about two different things, he says. That the Amaretz, we're talking about a particular Hagdarav Amaretz, and that's Amaretz of Rabbi Meir. Right? And it's Tuma and Tara, which is all Yisra of the Rabbanan. And how do we get to that? So, yeah, look at Rashi, the very last there lines, Lo'olam kemechza mechza, mesapkinan lay. Rabbi says, really, we've got a 50-50 safek over here. And therefore, we've got to go to Chumrah and we all can't help it. Right, which is regards the Shemitah. And our mission is discussing personally with the Chazok is they do take Maaser. And what's the issue of here? It's the Amaretz according to the division of Rimeir. Shechashud lechol peirot betuma. Because he isn't makpid on the tum and tar. We'll see in a moment that that's how he may describe in Amaretz. V'ach tum v'tar d'chulin d'rabbanan hi. The Torah lo is here le'chol b'tar ele tum v'kotchi. Right? The only time you're going to be worried about tum and tar in the Torah from a derita level, you're eating either tum or other kotchi. Bilvad. But not to be machmir to eat chulin betara. That's not a chumra from that. That's not a Torah halacha. That's a chumra. So therefore, he says yilchach labishur doraita. He b'nei dar kashan amuta lesayan. And now we see in the Mishnah in the Gemara. Now what is this? Is the brayta? The Gemara quotes Avi Amachloket between Rabbi Chachamim Masechi Brachot. Ezehu amaret. Who is an amaret? When we said at the very beginning there, right, that eshet chaver. So we worried, right? It says kol she'en ochel chuliav b'tahara d'rimei. Remember, it says who's an amaret? A person who doesn't eat his chulin b'tahara. That's an amaret. Expects you. In other words, he says anybody that a chaver would be makpid. If you are the chaver in amaret, you eat the chulin. The chaver means kol she'en maaseh perotav. Chaver says no, I'm amaret perotav. So once we say that most amarets are maaseh perotav, so this guy's not an amaret then even. So he wants to say, wait a second, but you're telling me now this whole thing of yours about Tumah and Tara, Vahamiditani, Seifa. The Seifa tells, what was the Seifa? That you're working with this woman. When did it become Asur? Misha Tatirita Mayim Lotigaima. From the moment that she puts water in. Michal, Dereisha, Labba, Tumah, Vatara, Askinan. We're not talking about Tumah and Tara. We're talking about Isu Chala. And yet Isu Doraita. Look at Rashi. Vahamiditani, Seifa. The parish, the time, the mishet tabayim, asu mishum, the huchshu achshav hu va'ad achshav lo huchshu. So he says over here that at the moment when something gets wet, right, that's only when it becomes wet, we say it becomes tame. Remember that? Only a couple of 2 months it gets wet. So we said that if we're talking about Tumah and Tara, so the Sefer says that you only stop helping her once she adds water to it. Until she added the water to it, it wasn't mekabel Tumah. Because it wouldn't be able to even become tame because it wasn't wet. Which means that the ratio, we're not talking about we're adding water. So there's no water there. So there's no issue of Tumah and Tara in the ratio. So what's going on over here? How the ratio about Tumah and Tara? And we say, no. Ratio versus Sefer Tumah and Tara. They're both Tumah and Tara. So how come we got the difference in the ratio? The ratio is Betumat Chulin. That's the difference. The Sefer Betumat Chala. And the Tumat Chulin is a Drabbanan. The Tumat Chala is a proper Isur Doraitana. Look at Rashi. Rashi was able to matara. The parrot mukhsharin. We're talking about fruit already become wet before we started. Varesha called Banshalo Gilgala Aina Ela Tumat Chulin Rabbanan. As long as she hasn't actually made it, she's done the final sieving, and start making it into a dough. So any Asu Drabana, Velo Gazua Mishum Messiah Makum Dark Shalom. There we got an Isu Dark Shalom. And the Saifa of Tumat Chala, which is the Isu Doraita. What's our problem? She asul Tom'a Bayad. We learned that there's Isur Doraita, that once that paste becomes dough, so it's chayv in challah, and the challah there now is kochim, it's like truma, and you aren't allowed to make that tameh with your own hands. If you tameh, you can't touch it. So there we've got a real problem. That's why you have to walk away straight. As soon as she puts water and makes it into a paste, and now she's in challah, you can't help anymore because this woman who you're helping is not an eshet, she's an eshet abar, it's not an eshet chaver. She's going to make a tameh. That's the Gemara. That's the difference at the moment. The Rashi and the Sefer. We're both talking about tumah. One is tumah drabanan, and the one is tumah deoraita. Gemara says, "Wait a second, Rabbi. We've got a stira. We've got a brayta that says tochanin umafkidin etz loch leshvit. Let loch perotim betumah, avalo loch leshvit." Right, the words like this, that we've got a brayta that says that you can tochen, you can grind, right, tvua metukenet. We're asking, what does it mean, tvua metukenet? Right, that it's got no issue, all the stuff up here has taken off, there's no problems whatsoever of tumah and maser, and it's all been properly done. And you can leave that, umafkidin, look at Rashi, ota etzel ochle shvi'it, she'en chashdu ala lachlif velo liga. We aren't worried, you can give it to Ochle Shvit, but it's Ochle Perotim Betumah, even guys who either eat Shemitah produce during the Shemitah year, or people who eat Ochle Perotim Betumah, which are Amaratim, right? Because we aren't worried they're going to swap it from you. You can deposit it, you can ask them to keep it for you, we trust them, they won't exchange it for you. Avalo, but you can't give it Ochle Shvit, right? Velo Ochle Perotim Betumah. So you can give it to them to keep for you, but you can't give it to people who eat Shemitah. Right? So, tochanin umafkin etzel ochle shvit, etzel ochle perotim betuma, avalo le ochle shvit, lo leche perotim betuma. But you can't give it to these are people. Look what Rashi says over here, the second one. He says, Tvua shel ovrei aveira ein tochinota lahem she'asu l'sayan ba'averatam. So people who are over an aveira, you can't grant for them to give to them because you're helping them. Umadinik dani tochinet imma. Am is discussing grinding with them. So the first case is you did the tochanim, right? You ground it, and then you gave it to them ready ground. The second case is talking about grinding with them. So it seems over here that shviit, you can't. Isn't that a bit of a stereo? Because we said in the Mishnah at the very beginning that you could, because it's tumah derabanan. He says, no, there we're speaking over here. What's the Isur? We're speaking about a case over here of a Kohen. Not just a Kohen. We're talking about proper a Kohen. A Kohen who we think that this Kohen isn't makpid at all. Look, Rashi. The Isur Doraita who can reparish this. Our brother is speaking about a case of a Kohen who himself eats the Tumah Betumah. And that is the Doraita. Where we speak it, right? The Havelei Tumah Doraita. That's what Rashi says. So you can't compare. Akashi and Abraita, I mentioned different things. Abraita is discussing over here about a guy who actually eats a iach. I understand. He says, mafkidin. Then how can you even give it to him to keep? Right? Yachi mafkidin. Pinsha says, mafkidin. Look at Rashi. Iba koen kai. Mi matzi mafkidin eslo. Velo chashem. How can you do it? Mishnah says, tochaninu mafkidin. You can give him to keep. But if it's a koen, it's chuma betar, but betuma. Then how can you give him to keep? The words of Rav Minu, we've got a steer on that as well. Mafkidin chuma etzli Yisrael amaret, velo etzel koen amaret. And we got a brighter that says that when another brighter that says when are you allowed to give something to somebody to keep? You can give it to a Yisrael amaret. Why? Because the Yisrael amaret will never ever eat the truma, even if it's tamed mitoch she'el ragil ba lo yigaba. Since he knows that truma is off bounds for him, he won't touch it. Velo etzel koen amaret v'nei shelibo gaspa. He's regular. He's quite used to eating truma. He's got no problem with truma. So here, a guy like this, he would look at Rashi, Gaspar Agilba, right? So he might actually eat it. Right? He's got no concern. So what do you mean we're talking about a kohen here who's chashud betuma? Do truma? Amar Bilai Yachem Maskel Gwei says, no. What do we speak about over here? Bekli cheres hamukaf tzamit petil. So we gave it to him in an earthen vessel that's sealed with a lid. And what do we know about that? Right? What does it mean they're sealed with the lid? So therefore, it only isn't mekabel tumah mi bara, right? Only mi bago. It's only if there's tumah inside the earthen vessel. The earthen vessel, if you touch it on the outside and it's sealed, it isn't mekabel, it won't pass tumah into the food. So I don't understand, but that's all very nice. It's beautiful, he says. But nonetheless, v'licho shemet tesitenu ishto nida. What about his wife, who's a nida? And now, this is quite interesting, because here, even beheset, Heset means you don't actually touch the food, remember? If you move the stuff, if you tame a tumah doraita, like an abatuma, like a zav or a nida, and you move without even touching the stuff, it'll become tame. So if she picks up this earthenware vessel, you're right that by touching the earthenware vessel, she wouldn't metame the food that's inside the earthenware vessel. But if she moves the vessel, so then the stuff inside is going to become tame. Look at Rashi, Metamet Masah, Afbi Shein Nogat. We actually saw this as a machloket once. We had a machloket, but yeah, the girl seems to be of the opinion that that is the case. There's a Rashi, there's a Tosfot over here. I'm not going to get into it, it's a very, very long Tosfot. Just look at the very, very beginning of the Tosfot. Velechu Shemet Ishtonida, Avaleheset Amaaretz Guf Eloch Hashina. We are at Amaaretz. וכן לקמן, הוא בא מארץ ונוטל את שתיהן, ואין לו חושש, אין לו משום, דלא גז'ו עליו חומרי, יתאירו כגון משכב ומושב, והסת, אין ציבור יכולים לעמוד בה. תוסד עבר היה, he says that the גזירה עבר היה of this הסת, when it comes to a regular מארץ, we weren't worried about a regular מארץ, because it's impossible, because then you can never rely on anything to be tahor. The Gzairi is specifically, right? We all worry about that. V'chein muchach v'masechet taro v'perek zayin. Now, ha-ganavim sh'nichlesu l'bayit ein tamei ele makom raglea ganavim. U'mayin metamin ochlin u'mashkin v'klei cheres ha-ptuchim. Ava mishkavot u'moshavot. But when it comes to actually like the mishkav of a zav or a zav or a nida, when I was sitting in them or lying with a klei cheres ha-mukafin tzmit patil tohorin. Imeh shivayin ovei kochavim o'isha ha-kol tamei. But if there's a goy there or a isha, then it's all tamei. Mashav ehedyed ein amaretz osay mishkav v'moshav. Pashayna migdei amaretz midrasli, etc. So Tosfot seems to go imply that we are worried about amaratzim. It's specifically his wife who's a nida. It wasn't a gzeira. Only Israel Doraita when it comes to the other, the impossible. Everything we could think could be moved, that could be tame. But here, back to our Gemara. V'lecho shemet asitenu yishto nida. El amra b'yirmi elo kashya. He says, kam eperot shuhukshuru, kam eperot shuhukshuru. He says, you're right. Look at Rashi. Kan ha de tani ein mafkidin behu. Right, remember we said that you ain mafkidin ab, which we brought a moment ago, that you can't mafkid, it was a bride to be brought. And we said, mafkidin truma etzli sholam aretz, v'lo etzel koin am aretz. He says, "Beshuhukshuru, it's ready to become wet and ready for mekabel tuma." But I mafkidin. In the first bride we started at the very beginning, said tochanu mafkidin, but she lo hukshuru. Wet, it wasn't yet wet. But tarvai betruma, ubeshelahen asu lesayan dechave lo yada iyukshuru ilo. So why can't you help it? It's nonetheless, it's the ochle shvit, the ochle perotim betuma. When it comes to a chave, right? So he says, ubeshelahen asu lesayan. So nonetheless, you're not sure what it is. So that's the chumrah of not being able to help them. You might say, but if it was really not hukshu, then why not? He said, no, we don't know hukshu or hukshu, so we go to chumrah. But bottom line over here, we're trying to understand the difference in the two brites. One brite says mafkid, one brite says don't mafkid. So one says, well, another brite to kasha on this raminu, we've got a brite on this as well. Hamolichitin letochen, who's a kuti. So if you're taking your flour now to a grinder who got a mill, is a kuti. So kuti, we know, is safek juice, right? Or le tochen amaretz. Or to a tochen who's an amaretz. In other words, he's certainly not makpid on tumah v'tara. So hare elu b'ches katan. What does it mean, the elu b'ches katan? Look at Rashi. Elu b'ches katan. She'en chashud lachlif b'she'enu musar b'perot shvit. So b'ches katan, namashu l'shvit. So I'm sure we read it till there. Right, we even though you gave him your wheat, we don't worry that he isn't going to give you back the different stuff that we aren't worried about. Aval lo letuma, what do you mean lo letuma? Chayshin an shem naga, but you are worried if he touched the tuma. Now we said at the very beginning, we said tochanu makpidim etzel ochle shviit v'etzel ochle perotin betuma. Aval lo lechasa, how can you give a guy? Here it seems that you are worried about tuma. The original brightness said that you can give it to a guy, Eitzel Uchle Perotim Betuma. We aren't worried. The Gemara said, I don't understand. Hi, Mai, what are you telling me over here? Right? Well, look at Rashi over here. My Rumia. Rashi's got a version of my Karile. Hi, Tratzlachi. What are you answering me? Labo, Okimna, Beperot, Shul Huchshuru. I'm already talking about, he says, fruits that aren't Huchshuru. So they aren't Huchshuru, then how can we become Betuma? So the Ka'arilei, my Ka'arilei, so what's the Gemara actually answering me about the story of the Amulechitin? What's the big deal? They aren't Pechezka Tumah, they aren't Huchshu. So he says, no, you're right. And we haven't got a real problem with that, and it was lo Huchshu, but the Gemara is bringing it, Bishum the Kabai Lemir Ma'achriti Allah. He wants to tell us another halocha. That's why he brought the story of the Amulechitin. Look at Rashi. Al Hanadiktani Pechezkatan the Ma'asarot, about this case of a Pechezkatan. That's what we want to speak about. ולחח קבע בגמרא אחר למיימר עלה ולפושי רד דלא תקשילן. Don't ask us any questions, but this is what we speak about. הרי אלו בחזקתן המס לשביעית ולחילוף אלו חשינן. You told me earlier on a moment ago, you take the stuff to the tochen kuti and you give him, you don't worry about mas shviit, that he's going to give it back to you. We aren't worried about it. But is that a fact? For Aminu, we got another brighter, we see the opposite. Noten lechamoto. You give your mother-in-law. Right, your mother-in-law to go and grind for you. So, what does it say? Maaser et shehu noten. Before you give her the stuff, you take truman maaser off. Ve'etshu notel himenu. When she brings you back, she gives you back the ground produce. You also notel himenu. Why? Mipnei shechashuda machlefet amit kalkel. Because your chashash of here is even your mother-in-law. Some would say dafki your mother-in-law, but let's not go that far. Right? Let's not be cynical. Right? That even your mother-in-law. You take truma before you give it to her, and when she returns, you take truma again. Look at Rashi. Why? He says there, she chashuda, right? She chashuda, machlefet amit kalkel, to exchange the stuff which went bad. Look at Rashi. Venotenet lo hayafe shela, and she's going to give you back better stuff of hers. Hilchach maaser et shu noten la. Why do you take maaser first? If you gave it to her, she's a member. Your mother-in-law here, her husband's not a chaver. And therefore, we choshesh that maybe she doesn't do truman maser. And if you gave her the stuff and took truman maser, and she ended up giving you something else and keeping yours, you're going to eat stuff which wasn't truman maser, so you do it first. What you get from her, Shimichlifato nimtza ochel shel musay. If you don't take truma maser what she gives you, then you eating something with truma maser. What do we see over here? That you are choshed on an amaretz that they're going to exchange stuff. So what did we say at the very beginning? Tochel mafkin et ochel shvit. Rabbi said beches katan. Is that beches katan? Everybody following me, right? Pretty straightforward. So he said, no, he says, no, hatam kini tani tam. There we've learned the reason. What's the reason? Am Rabbi Yehuda rotsahi betakanat bita ubusha michatana. There she wants what's best for her daughter. And she's a little bit embarrassed that the son-in-law is now going to have brought beautiful produce to her and she ruined it. So in order to look after her daughter and not have her husband shouting at her daughter that your mother messed up my foods, right? She takes the best of her own produce and gives it to him. But Laoma, it's not your mother-in-law. There isn't a situation like this, an ulterior motive, an extenuating circumstance. We wouldn't worry that the Amorites would do it. Is that a fact? For how now we've got a Mishnah that says, Hanoten lepundakit. Here we're talking about, Rashi says, here we're talking about a yeshiva bocha. Where did I see that? Hanoten lepundakit, Rashi says, yeah, Isa letakana lo, v'hu chaver v'hi esh la'maretz v'hi tbil lechach. Okay, so the woman who's running this place where you're living, like you're in your lodgings, she's an Eshla Maritz. And you're a frumga, and you give her the stuff, right, to prepare for you. So he says, Yisala takanalo, to go and, I don't know, bake for you, whatever the case is. So, and again, Maaseh Chunoten La, Ve Chunoten Yemenim, Yibnei Shemachlefet. And the same thing. You do the whole process. You give her the good one. Look, Rashi, you notel la hayafe shela, yilchach maaseh chunoten la, shim tachivin nimtza machidah shel musa, bet chunoten imena, shim michlifin nimtza ochel shel musa. Exactly the same issue. That she might give back you her stuff, and therefore she can eat your stuff, so you give her your already taken truman maaseh. And when you get back, take truman maaseh well. It's not your mother-in-law. So why worry? You can't use the example here that she's worried about her daughter, and etc., etc. She's going to make pasuk and halacha to us. Moria means she's going to come to the foreign conclusion. Oh, Rashi says, yeah, sorry, yeah. Pundakit. Talmid ha-yoshev yivnei rabo. I said yishev bocha, right? There it is in Rashi. Talmid ha-yoshev yivnei rabo. He's umitachsen etzel am ha-aretz. He's living in lodges am ha-aretz. Pundakit will follow it and she begs for him. Right? So there, what's going to happen? Right? He says, "V'amra bar be'rav leicho chamim v'ani echo karina." So too, Rashi got a different version. Rashi's over here, "Letova hi mitkaven." She got best intentions over here, right? Umori latzmo horat mitzvah lebechaluf se. So why? She said, "Listen, this poor guy is sitting and learning all day, but midrash, I'll ruin his food for him. I'll give him better ones of mine." Ba'akati la'amelo chashina. The woman says, "Is that a fact?" Sorry, the question. Ba'akati la'amelo chashina. And don't be choshesh for the rest of the world. Only these two examples of a mother-in-law who might be worried about her daughter and her son-in-law, or a hotel owner, etc. Va Tanya, we've got another brighter here. The Gemara quotes a brighter here from Tosefta, also in Masechet Taharot. Eshet Chaver, so the wife of a Chaver, who's makpil on tumah of eating chulin betara, tochenet im eshet amaretz, she can go and do techina, right? With Rashi says, like help her, Messiah, to help her with the amaretz. When bizman she tmeya, when she herself is tmeya. Why is it? Look at Rashi. Eshet chaver de kevin de bimei tuma. Ene regili liga betaro. Lo chashin shemet tatlo vitzen toch pia. We know she won't eat now. So we don't worry about her helping her friend who's an amaret, because she herself is tamea. Therefore, anything which is meant to be eaten betara, she's not gonna mess up over here. Aber bizman she tohora. But when she herself is tohora, aber lo bizman she, but not when she's tohora. Because then, even we worried even about her. So Rabbi Lazar went, "Afis banchi tamei lo tidchon." Rabbi Lazar said, "Donny, you're wrong." He says, "You can't even when she's tamei, she can't even help." Why? Mivnei shechaverta. Because what's happening over here? Her friend notenet la'avochelet. Her friend is going to give her to eat while she's a tamei, and she'll think, "Okay, well, not a big deal, right?" She might end up eating from this friend. Even now, what's the problem eating with a friend? Look at Rashi. He says, it's not the wife to do with any other. The wife's just working for her husband. Who doesn't all belong to the husband? She can't give her friend without asking her husband's permission. Look back in the Gemara. Right? If at the end of the day, if this Eshet Ha'aretz we speak about here isn't scared about stealing from her husband, so what? She's not going to be worried either about exchanging tours and giving her stuff, which isn't properly suitable for her to eat. She can't eat with the Amaret. Okay, that's for different reasons altogether, right? Because, yeah, so in there, look at Rashi over here. They go, so Gemara says, no. Amra Yosef, Hatam Nami Muri of Amra. Mignav Gan Chilufa Lo Michlifa. So I think this is actually an answer, right? You know, it's why would it be, so why would it be Asuk? Amra Yosef, Hatam Nami Muri of Amra Tura Mi Dishai Ka'achil. Right, look at this, the Kutra Rashi over here. He says over here, heter, she makes a heter for herself. Right, she says, Vizu, Hoyel Ukamesaya Ota, Love Gezel. Right, she's saying, since I'm helping and helping her, so it's not really Gezel, we don't worry about Gezel. Anyhow, we'll carry on with the rest, we'll carry on with it tomorrow. Okay. Fine.